I want to call the August 17th meeting of the Mount Vernon and Wetlands Commission to order. Commissioner LeClaire, Rashto, Abde, Hockleany, Sandra Berardi, Joe Berardi, and Rush present. First order of business to approve the minutes of the July 20th, 2023 regular meeting.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the July.
Does anybody have any comments on it first?
Apologize.
No comment? Okay. Now.
Fair enough. I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the July 20th, 2023 regular meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Rashto made a motion. Commissioner Abde second. All in favor?
Aye.
Carries unanimously. No public hearing, no show cause hearing. Any remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda? All right. No old business. New business. 23 IBC 10, 658 Route 163, Oakdale, Connecticut. The Navarre Company for a review report to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission for proposed two-lot resubdivision. No regulated activity.
Meredith Badalufa, Assistant Planner and Interim Zoning and Wetlands Officer of Record. The applicant is requesting a favorable recommendation report from the Commission to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a two-lot resubdivision with no regulated activities in accordance with Connecticut General Statutes Section 8-26, applications involving inland wetlands for water course, and as required by Section 3.4.2 of the Montville Subdivision Regulations. And the site consists of approximately 30.66 acres and is located in the R128 zoning district with about 969 feet of frontage on Route 163. The site contains approximately 1.62 acres of wetlands per the narrative. The property is currently developed with a single-family residence, detached garage, and associated site improvements, including an on-site well and septic. The applicant is proposing to divide the existing lot to create an additional single-family residential lot with an on-site well, septic, and associated site improvements. The proposed lot one will consist of 9.803 acres and proposed lot two will consist of 20.853 acres. Each lot will be accessed from Route 163 via private driveways. The property to be subdivided is shown on a plan entitled Proposed One Lot Resubdivision of 958 Route 163, parcel ID 046-008-000, Oakdale, Connecticut, prepared for the Navarre Company, 677 South Main Street, Cheshire, Connecticut, prepared by Zoli Engineering, 501 Main Street, Monroe, Connecticut, 06468, 11 Vanderbilt Avenue, Norwood, Massachusetts, 02062, dated 7/17/23. The wetlands on this project were delineated by James McManus, MS, CPSS, on January 26, 2023, and there is no regulated upland wetland activity proposed as part of this development. His report is in your packet. The applicant states in part a site visit was conducted on January 26 by James M. McManus of JMM Wetlands Consulting Services, LLC. According to his observation, wetlands were found in the northwestern portion of the property and at the southeastern boundary between the property and Route 163. Approximately 900 linear feet from the existing dwelling and 580 linear feet from the existing dwelling, respectively. The site consists of approximately 1.62 acres of on-site wetland area. Applicant further states, in part, all proposed work will be outside of the existing on-site wetlands and associated regulated wetlands. The proposed residential dwelling is approximately 475 feet away from the closest on-site wetlands adjacent to Route 163. All of my comments from my previous staff report dated 7/26/23 have been addressed, and they updated the application as requested, and we received that on August 15th, 2023. They also, as requested as part of the planning and zoning application, have provided a chain of title prepared by DGT Associates, and that indicates that this is a re-subdivision. The applicant, Casey Birch, is here on behalf of the applicant. If you have any questions for him, and he can give a better presentation. It's really for the recording, not to amplify.
It's pretty good. Well, thank you, Meredith. That was pretty much took all the words out of my mouth, but I have something presented here, so I will continue with that. For the record, my name is Casey Birch. I'm a civil engineer with Soli Engineering. I'm here on behalf of the property owner, the Navarre Company, to present to the commission the potential for re-subdivision of the property of 958 Route 163, Montville, Connecticut. Parcel ID 046-008-000. And we're hoping to receive tonight a favorable recommendation from this commission to the planning board to proceed with this re-subdivision. Excuse me. It's kind of hard to see, but let me know if you guys want me to pass this around and bring it closer. So as Meredith mentioned, the property is approximately 30.66 acres located in the R120 zoning district. It's bound by Route 163 to the west and residential property to the north and south, and undeveloped heavily wooded land west, Route 164 to the east. The property is currently improved with a single-family residence, a detached barn, maintained lawn around the resident area, a paved driveway, and an active hay field to the east, where you see all the clearing here. As previously mentioned, the wetlands were delineated by JMM Wetland Consultant Services. They determined the wetland soils on site were identified as poorly drained ridge, Berry, Lycaster, and Whitman soil series complex. And the regulated area was observed to consist of the typical vegetation that you see there. I have a list, but I don't know if you guys need to hear that. You have the report in front of you. So it is the intent of the property owner, the Navarre Company, to re-subdivide the property, which is what you see this yellow line here, into two lots, lot one and lot two, for the purposes of this application. Lot one consists of 9.8 acres and will maintain the current residential piece in front here. And lot two consists of the remainder, which of the property is the majority of the hayfield and the wooded area, as I mentioned previously. And that's around 20.85 acres of land. Lot one will include the majority of the northern wetlands, which is hard to see here, but the line I was delineated was here. And we were able to get it.
Excuse me, that's where wetlands are?
Yes, that's where the northern wetlands are. And then there's the southern wetlands down here. This blue, the lighter blue line, I probably should have put both as light blues and thicker, but this light blue line is the 50-foot buffer, and this is the 50-foot buffer here as well.
The southern wetland is, just trying to find the area for you. Did I skip that? Yeah, so the southern wetlands about 0.07 acres on site, and the northern wetlands is about 1.55 acres. So this is the potential development plan. The applicant is presenting in lot two here to be improved with a residential dwelling and associated drive with parking, utilities, and a septic field.
We did go through the septic testing with the health district, and the application is currently, they've reviewed it and had some comments, and we're in the process with them as well. These improvements are within the current clearing, which is from here. It's within that the hay field. And the potential house is approximately 680 feet south of the northern wetlands. And it's up, that wetland is also upgrading about 5 feet in total contour elevation as well. So the house will set lower. And then it's the closest improvements from the southern wetlands is about 300 feet from the site that I'm here. Yeah, so with this development, we don't see any detrimental impacts to the existing wetlands on site, and looking for a favorable recommendation.
Well, here's the question that I have. You're calling it the northern wetland, and how wide is the access from that property one?
That is, it's
I guess here's
20, it's 20 feet.
And how much, here's what I'm, and I'm not sure it would result in it, but the only way to get to that tag end you got stuck up there is up that 20 foot wide or whatever it is corridor.
Correct. Yeah, there's no
And as soon as you get around the corner, there's wetland. I'm just concerned that at some later date somebody's going to come by and say they want to subdivide it again, and that the only way they can build on that weird shaped piece there is to go through the wetland. Just seems to me and that kind of an odd way to divide the property.
So, I know it's hard to see here, but the wetland line actually is here. So to come up here, you won't go through any wetlands.
Right, but let's say you decided to build a house on that because you wanted to subdivide it. Are we going to wind up in a situation where we're put in a position where there's a potential taking? Seems an odd. I'm just
right. I understand. We were, as part of the comments issued by the plan, we did put a note here that said any proposed activity in the rear westerly portion of the proposed lot will require further wetlands investigation and further approval by the Montville Wetland Enforcement Officer and or Montville Inland Wetland and Watercourse Commission. So if we were to subdivide this even further in the future, which my client has no plans to do so, it obviously we'd have to go back in front of you under a different application and review it separately. And when this configuration happens, you're not giving yourself much room to do any grading for a driveway up there at all. So with this layout, I know for a fact that it's not.
I mean, it winds up being more P&Z. I'm not sure it just seems an odd. I feel like we're asking for trouble in 10 years.
I believe that the biggest reason, I think you have a minimum area, and I think that's why we had to go back there and take that to make sure this is still per the regulations.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, okay. That's why it just seemed like an odd way to do it, but that makes sense. I've seen weirder shapes than that because of that reason.
Thank you.
have any issues, questions?
We going to have something in there to stipulate what we just discussed, so it, that it's in the records for down the line. If somebody does come along and say, well, we don't see it here. We don't have it in the records.
They have the note on the board. We're putting that as a stipulation.
All right, so we're putting that in there.
It's going to be right on the plan. That was part of our plan.
Yeah. Because no disrespect, but the way things are going today.
And you know. It'll be in the recording.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You need to wait. You want to do this tonight or no?
There's a.
If there's nothing further, I'll make the motion.
Do you have any issues? Want to think about it or take a look or anything?
All right, then. In that case, I'd like to make the motion. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in the CT General Statutes, CGS Section 8-26, applications involving an inland, wetland, or watercourse, Montville Subdivision Regulation Section 3.4.2, Wetlands Agency Referral in CGS Chapter 440, Sections 22A-28 to 22A-45D, Wetlands and Watercourses. I move that the Commission forward a favorable recommendation report to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission for application number 23-IWC-10, submitted by applicant owner Nevar Company for a two-lot re-subdivision of 958 Route 163, 046, -008-000 Oakland, Connecticut, Oakdale. Wow, it's my own town. Oakdale, Connecticut, as more fully described in the application, some supporting documents dated 7/24 of 2023 and revised 8/1/2023, and a plan entitled "Proposed One Lot Resubdivision of 958 Route 163 Parcel ID 046-008-000 Oakdale, Connecticut, prepared for the Nevar Company, 677 South Main Street, Cheshire, Connecticut, prepared by Solly Engineering, 501 Main Street, Monroe, Connecticut, 06468, 11 Vanderbilt Avenue, Norwood, Massachusetts, 02062, dated 7/17 of 2023, due to no regulated activities.
Second. Any discussion? Rastro made a motion. Commissioner Abdi second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioner Sandra Barardi, did you vote in favor?
I said, yeah.
Thank you. I didn't see it. Okay, motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much. Have a good night. Good
night.
Okay, 23-11, Oak Colchester Road, parcel ID 037-006-000, Oakdale, Connecticut, owner applicant Watch Hill Builders, LLC, for a review report, the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission for proposed six-lot subdivision. There's no number on there for the address?
It's a parcel. It's not a parcel.
Huh.
It's a parcel ID.
What's this one?
Meredith Badalica, Assistant Planner and Interim Zoning and Wetlands Officer for the record. The applicant is requesting a favorable recommendation report from the Commission to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a six-lot subdivision with no regulated activities in accordance with the General Statute Section 8-26, applications involving in the wetlands and watercourses, as required by Section 3.4.2 of the Montville Subdivision Regulations. This site consists of 25.76 plus or minus acres. It's located in the R120 zoning district with about 941 feet of frontage on Old Colchester Road, and it contains about 1.49 acres of delineated wetlands. The applicant proposes to divide the existing lot to create six new single-family residential lots with on-site wells, on-site subsurface septic systems, and associated site improvements. The six lots will range in size from 820,112 square feet to 385,475 square feet. Two of the lots will share a common driveway with Old Colchester Road, and the other four lots will have be accessed from private driveways from Old Colchester Road. There's no regulated upland or wetlands activity as proposed as part of this development. The property to be subdivided is shown on a plan entitled Property and Topographic Survey, Kind of Subdivision, prepared by the Model Brothers Builders, Old Colchester Road, Montville, Connecticut, date 7/28/2023, Bennett and Smiles Associates, Inc. Wetlands on the project were delineated by Joe Thoreau, certified soil scientist, on March 18th, 2022, and field located by Bennett and Smiles Associates, Inc. on April of 2022. A copy of Mr. Thoreau's report is included in this application. There are four separate wetland systems on the property, as shown on the above-mentioned plan and described in the applicant's narrative. All applicable town departments will be providing comments on this application as part of the Planning and Zoning Commission application. And Harry Heller is here on behalf of the applicant to better present the application.
Good evening. For the record, Harry Heller, 736 Route 32 in Uncasville, representing the property owner and applicant, Watch Hill Builders, LLC. If you turn to sheet four of the submission, that's the proposed lot development plan. So as the staff report indicates, the property is on the easterly side of Old Colchester Road. It's about 25 acres, and it's located in the R120 zoning district. So the proposal is to subdivide it into six building lots for single-family residential homes. Four of the lots are standard lots that have to have a minimum of 120,000 square feet or 2.67 acres. The two lots in the back are interior lots under the Montville zoning regulations, and by regulation they have to have 150% of the lot area required for a standard lot, so they have to have 180,000 square feet. As you can see on the plan, there are several wetland systems that are delineated in Joe Thoreau's report describing the soils. They're all either Ridgeberry poorly drained soil or Ridgeberry Leister Whitman very poorly drained soils. All of the area of development is occurring in Canton-Charlton soils, which are Class B soils and are well drained soils. The test holes indicate that all of the lots are suitable for on-site septic systems, and we received a report from the Uncas Health District today indicating that five of the six lots, because of the good soils conditions, do not require an engineered septic system. One lot will require an engineered septic system. We have provided proposed footing drains on each of the lots, and the engineer has highlighted the clearing limits on each of the lots. And you can see that on most of the lots, the clearing limits are well outside the 50-foot upland review area. On the lots 5 and 6, the clearing limits are close to but do not encroach into the 50-foot upland review area. So there are no activities that are regulated under your regulations, and we're seeking a favorable report to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So the lots that are on the road have to have that much frontage?
Yeah, it's 200 feet in the R120 zone. When you say that much frontage, I think there's a couple of these are slightly more than 200 feet, but there is not enough frontage to provide for the availability of another lot.
And the existing house that's there, that's not part
of the property. That's not part of the property, no.
It's really tight.
Yeah, I'd be.
And the two, look at the contours though. In the two lots that the clearing limits are up close to the upland review area, those are very flat in that area. So your propensity for any erosion is mitigated both by the fact that you've got Canton-Charlton soils, which are well-drained soils, but also by the fact that you don't have much slope there, so there's not much propensity for velocity.
My concern is more that it's a 50-foot upland review area, and it looks like the backyard is about two-thirds of that, so there's a 30-foot backyard. I would not be surprised to see the owner out there with a chainsaw making his yard bigger. Of course, we can't assume that.
You can't assume that. What you could do is impose a condition that they placard it if that's a concern. And it's not a big deal.
What's
it's just on those
interval?
Two lots.
What's the contour interval? I can't read the numbers.
What's the what?
The contour interval.
470, 480.
The contour, it's 2 foot.
Is the wetland there like a pond or is it?
No, it's wooded.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just poorly drained soils. This one up here has characteristics of an intermittent water course, mm-hmm. but we're over 100 feet
yep.
distant from that.
Okay.
But the others are just wooded.
Even here you're 100 feet?
Yeah, again, if you look at the interval, that's the limit to the 50-foot upper review. So, yeah, it's very close to 100 feet.
Yep. Okay.
So is there anything in the deeds or anything to tell the people, hey, this is your house, you can't put a shed in the wetlands?
Whenever, and this is not universal, but what we do in our office, whenever we have wetlands on a lot, we put a paragraph in the deed saying that the property contains inland wetlands, that they're regulated, and we cite the statute, and that any activity either in the wetland or the 50-foot upland review area requires a permit from the commission.
Thank you.
And we put that in every deed where we have wetlands on the lot. I don't know that it always helps, but we do it.
Right. Well, the other side of it is, I mean, our job is to balance the needs of the community against the value of the wetlands. And just looking at the contours, there's not, I doubt there's very much there, so I don't know if it's really a, if somebody came in and said they wanted to clear it, I don't know that we have an issue. It doesn't look like when I was reading it as a report, it didn't sound like much, like through the stuff. So I'm not.
On the other hand, I'll just point out, some people do respect the wetlands. Next time you're going up Raymond Hill Road, on the left, just before you get to Simpson Lane, there are two houses that were built probably in the mid-80s on the left. And in the front yard of one, you've got, it looks like a scrub shrub area, but it's got some flowering, wildflowers in there. That's a wetland, and it was delineated when the subdivision was approved, and it was marked in the field, and the people were told, and it's been that way for 40 years, and they've respected that. Even though it's right in the middle of their front yard.
On the other hand, I remember going on a walk where the flag had mysteriously moved about 30 feet. Owner couldn't figure out how that happened.
That happens too.
It might be in the notes in the plans. Since it's so close, does your office have, if this is approved, would your office be going out to check to make sure, since they're right on the line, as they're in the construction phase?
Yes.
Okay.
So when the plan came in for the zoning permit to build the house, and it was at those roofing conditions on that zoning permit, whether it be, it needs to be clearing on the scene marked by the engineer, so they don't clear past that. Even
when a
house is very close to a setback line, I put conditions on that zoning permit that it needs to be marked. The foundation needs to be staked out prior to being poured.
Okay.
So when anything's super close,
I'm not
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so we will be having the surveyor locate the clearing limit. So, you know, again, that doesn't control the homeowner 5 years down the road, but at least when the development occurs, that will be respected. And this developer has done a lot of stuff in Montville, and it's got a good track record. But certainly that will be marked in the field prior to any clearing.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
So I'll make the motion after giving.
Go ahead.
Questions.
After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those of the Connecticut General Statutes CGS Section 8-26, applications involving an in inland wetlands or watercourse. MAFL subdivision regulation section 3.4.2, wetlands agency referral in Connecticut General Statutes chapter 440, sections 22A-28-2, 22A-45D, wetlands and watercourses. I move that the Commission forward a favorable recommendation report to the MAFL Planning and Zoning Commission for application number 23IWC11, submitted by applicant owner Watchill Builders LLC for a 6-lot subdivision of Old Colchester Road, 036006000, Oakdale, Connecticut, as more fully described in the application and supporting documents dated 7/31/23, and a plan entitled Property and Topographical Survey Pine Grove Subdivision prepared for D'Amato Brothers Builders, Old Colchester Road, MAFL, Connecticut, date 7/28/2023, Bennett and Smilis Associates Incorporated, due to no regulated activities.
Seconded.
Commissioner Ockley made a motion. Commissioner Russo seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Okay, 867 Raymond Hill Road, Oakdale, Connecticut. Applicant Brian Silk, owner David Coggleshell for as of right determination for timber harvest.
Meredith Fataluca, assistant planner and zoning and wetlands officer for the record. This application is for as of right determination for timber harvest in accordance with MAFL Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Regulations section 4.1.A in Connecticut General Statute section 22A-40. Under the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Act, Connecticut General Statute section 22A-40 and the MAFL Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Regulation section 4.1.A, farming is a permitted operation and use. Forestry is defined as farming or agricultural under Connecticut General Statute 1-1Q. This property is located in the R80 zone on about 14.4 acres, and it contains regulated wetlands and watercourses and is currently built on an existing single-family residence. The applicant states that the operation is to remove the poor-quality saw log trees and firewood trees to promote growth to the residual stand. The applicant further states that there will be one stream/drainage crossing. Corduroy will be placed up to the crossing and that bridge mats will be used to cross. Water guards will be installed as needed. The amount of forest product to be harvested is 14 acres, 50,000 board feet, 24 cords, and the trees have not been marked. They estimate it will take 2 to 3 weeks to complete the project, and the estimated starting date for the harvest is September 15th, 2023. The site will be accessed from a temporary anti-tracking pad as shown on the timber harvest map, which is attached. This commission needs to make a finding as to whether or not the proposed activities are an as-of-right activity and therefore do not require a permit. There is no proposed relocation of watercourses with continual flow or filling of wetlands or watercourses associated with this proposal. Therefore, staff recommends the approval of the proposal as an as-of-right activity. Brian Silk is here, the applicant, and he can further explain.
Good evening. My name is Brian Silk. This is a timber harvest plan for the property of 867 Raymond Hill Road in Oakdale. The goal of this harvest is to cut the low-quality, unhealthy, and fully mature trees to promote growth of the residual stand and allow sunlight to reach the forest floor to promote new growth. Trees will be cut and pulled out with a log skidder down an existing skid road to the landing. Tops will be slashed down to 2 feet or less. The property is about 15 acres, 14 will be harvested. Boundaries have been marked and identified with pink ribbons. There will be one wetland crossing, corduroy timber mats will be used to cross, and this harvest will take 2 to 3 weeks to complete. One more thing I'd like to note on the map that you guys have, there's two spots of wetlands that show that are pulse. There's just the one wetland crossing and that patch of wetlands, and then the other two are, they're not there. So I think the map is false.
It's been real rainy lately. Maybe it will stop, maybe it won't. Just wondering about your procedures. Should it be a floody two-week period around the 15th of September?
The last site visit I had there when I was marking the boundaries was probably 2 weeks ago when we were having all that rain. And even where the primary water crossing or wetlands crossing in, there was no water running through that. It was definitely a wet spot. There's definitely that water that does run through that, but I'd say it's more of a seasonal drainage. Mm-hmm. So.
So you're saying this is an existing skid trail you're going to be using?
The property was logged 30 years ago, approximately.
I did check our records.
But there's a, have you been out there?
I have not been to this property.
Topo. Harvesting is permitted as of right. Building a road isn't. After you're done, what happens with the corduroy and the mats that are...
The corduroy and mats will be pulled out. The corduroy that was used in the water crossing will be dragged back out into the woods and slashed down, spread out.
How deep is the stream?
It's not really... There's not really running water through there.
It's got like an intermittent?
Yes.
Exact spot. Where down there. Okay.
Is this the same as that?
This just shows the 2 foot contours if you're interested. Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Cool. And we feel like you need to go see this? Determines that as of right, I think we can vote tonight. Everybody okay with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay with this? This is as of right?
As of right, yeah.
A motion.
In that case, I'll make a motion. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 4 of the Montville Inland Wetland Regulations and Section 22A-40 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move that application number 23-IWC-12, submitted by Ryan Silk, on behalf of property owner David Cogshell for a timber harvest, and more fully described in the application dated 8-7-2023 and notification of timber harvest dated 8-7-2023. With associated timber harvest map, is a permitted use as of right, and therefore no permit is required.
Second. Any discussion? I'll just comment that, you know, so it's on the recording that we looked at the topo. It doesn't seem to be all that, to me personally, it doesn't seem to be all that steep. And it's a relatively small site. So. All in favor?
Aye.
Carries unanimously.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night. Any correspondence?
None.
Writes to us anymore. Any other business?
None.
No executive session. So we need one more motion.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. Thank everyone for coming.